It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. My friends, I've got a very important announcement to make. In a few months, it'll be 5 years since the death of my son, Joe, who died at the age of 36. And I sat at this chair along with Russ Dizdar next to me, the late Russ Dizdar, and made the announcement. I announced his death on air, along with what was believed to be the cause and manner of his death. My announcement was based on the information I had at the time, and some of it was proved wrong, very wrong. And I've learned from those mistakes, the first information is not always the correct information, and that often things are not always as they initially appear. It's with a very, very sad and very heavy heart that I sit in front of you, our viewers and listeners today, to make yet another sad announcement. Yesterday, Monday, I was notified that my oldest daughter, Julie, Joe's sister, was found dead, laying on the grass behind her home just after noon Eastern time. It's important for me to stress that the circumstances surrounding her death remain undetermined at this time. I've been speaking with police detectives and will continue to do so along with the coroner until a complete resolution is reached. For the second time in 5 years, burying a child. As I've always attempted to be transparent with all of you, but the balance that transparency with the privacy of the family and the people here, I will tell you only what we know at this moment in time. Just after 7:30 p.m. on Sunday evening, and there's a lot of information in addition to that that I am not going to say. My daughter is believed to have left her house to run an errand. What happened next remains unclear. However, when she failed to return home by 2:30 a.m. Monday morning, a missing person report was filed. At approximately noon on Monday, Julie's body was found when a neighbor noticed what appeared to be a person lying near the rear of the residence in the backyard. It was the lifeless body of my daughter, who appeared to have been dead since the previous evening. Her body was determined to have been lying outside in the elements for at least 14 hours after her death. A police investigation is ongoing, and it's not my place to comment on that investigation whatsoever, as doing so might compromise any ongoing efforts. Folks, you know this. I'm convinced, though, after speaking with one detective in particular, that this matter will be resolved. While I'd like to tell you more, I just can't. I cannot. To avoid further speculation and maintain a proper level of privacy for my family, I must decline to provide any additional information. And as you might imagine, our hearts are broken over this tragic loss. I must point out that Julie was my oldest daughter. I should also point out that she lost her husband to a heart attack a couple of years prior, and she has three children. I've received several communications, by the way, asking if she was Eric's wife, Eric the tech's wife, Jackie. And of course, no, no, no. This is my oldest daughter, Julie. And I know many of you met Jackie at a few conferences when she traveled with us. Again, to be perfectly clear, it was not Eric's wife, but my oldest daughter, Julie. Lastly, and as you might imagine, there are many things, many time-sensitive things that require my immediate attention. And accordingly, I will not be on the air the rest of this week, but I expect to return on Monday. Meanwhile, updates, if there are any, can be found at HagmanPI.com. Considering the timing and sequence of planned events, both with the family, with my daughter, and things going on here. And after very thoughtful conversation with my family, I intend to fulfill my obligation to speak at the conference in Wisconsin this coming Friday and Saturday. It's frankly, there's not too much more I can do here. There won't be. I made this decision based on a quote, based in part, I should say, on a quote from Winston Churchill that seemed appropriate in this situation. When you're going through hell, don't stop. Just don't stop. And hell is exactly what it feels like. In closing, it's been a very difficult 5 years, and I cannot tell you how much your prayers and your support mean to me, to us, to my family. I want to thank Eric the Tech and everyone who has reached out with condolences. I would name everyone, but to do so would cause me to miss a few, and I don't want to do that. But thank you all who have reached out to me and whose kindness has touched all of us so deeply. To be clear, folks, I'll be busy over the next few days, but we'll be in attendance in Wisconsin at the Wisconsin Conference on Friday and Saturday, and we'll return on Monday. Again, I thank you for your prayers, your support. And folks, may God bless each and every one of you, protect you today and in the days ahead. Thank you.